So intervention strategies are so important. And we've got some listed here, and here's some other ones too. You know, you just target the overall comprehension of language, okay? Comprehension difficulties can stem from underlying oral language weaknesses that exist from early childhood before reading is even taught. It turns out that a lot of students who have poor reading comprehension often understand fewer spoken words and less of what they hear. And they have even worse spoken grammar. So to address reading comprehension deficits effectively, teachers may have to use an approach that teaches vocabulary, thinking skills, and comprehension first in spoken language and then in reading and written language. Second thing you want to do is make sure you're teaching vocabulary. We've talked quite a bit about that already. But because students with poor comprehension often have poor vocabulary skills and understand less of what they hear, it's really helpful to teach the meanings of new words through the use of multisensory strategies like graphic organizers that we've mentioned before, and mnemonics are great too. Next, we can teach thinking strategies. Once the students have the vocabulary to be able to make it through a text, they're often going to struggle with the complex thinking or sustained attention required to keep up with all the important details and to access the information that is implied but not directly stated. So we can teach students cognitive strategies that they can use, like discussing and activating prior knowledge, developing questions while they read, connecting what they're reading to another text or something they've experienced, visualizing or picturing in their minds what it is they're reading, making predictions, looking back for keywords and rereading to clarify or answer questions, and then thinking aloud and modeling strategies and thought processes for our students. Next, students can also practice reciprocal teaching. You know, once taught, cognitive strategies can be consistently practiced and implemented through this reciprocal teaching, which encourages students to take a leadership role in their learning and to begin to think about their thought processes while listening or reading. Teachers can use reciprocal teaching during class discussions with the text that's read aloud and then later with text read in groups. And students should rotate between the following roles. You've got your questioner who poses questions about parts of the lesson discussion or the text that are unclear or confusing. You got your summarizer, who sums up each important point or detail from the lesson. Your clarifier, who tries to address the questioner's issues and make sure that the parts they found confusing are clear to others. And the predictor, who makes predictions about what will happen next based on what was presented, discussed, or read. Finally, direct teaching of comprehension skills. And students really should be taught direct comprehension skills, such as sequencing, story structure, how to make an inference, draw a conclusion, and about the different types of figurative language. Students should have the opportunity to first use the skills in the text that they've heard a teacher read aloud, and then later what they've read independently at their own level.